The sound vibration, I'm about to be able to talk to her. Let's go back 40 years this fall, and we're in London. And we're at an evening program. We're living at John Lennon's. And we drive in, you know, from John Lennon's estate out in the Berkshires all the way into Conway Hall, which is a kind of a funky old wooden building, not a very fancy building, but a rather large building that can hold maybe 300 people. And Srila Prabhupada has asked his disciples to arrange for what's called preaching programs in the city, because we're living at John Lennon's and nothing is going on in the city but the construction of Buri Place Temple. So Buri Das is arranged for, I think it was two nights a week. And there's a little wooden platform stage, really rough boards, and then out in the front about 200 folding chairs. So only in this gathering there's about, oh, no more than 40 or 50 Indian guests. And so we have a fixed program in the Conway Hall lecture series that Prabhupada has these little tiny deities. They're 6-inch deities that he keeps in his closet in his room at John Lennon's. And they're brought into the hall and put on a little table. And then the devotees are sitting around on this rather rough stage, and Prabhupada's sitting on a raised platform on the stage. So that night Yamuna was leading the kirtan. And it was fairly quiet. We had quite a few group besides the 6 of us. We were now about 15 in the kirtan party. And so I'm playing harmonium and do the Mangala Charana prayers and then the kirtan. Prabhupada was just sitting up playing kartal. So it comes time for the Hare Krishna portion of the kirtan. Mm. And I'm chanting Hare Krishna, and the audience is chanting Hare Krishna. And then I'm chanting Hare Krishna, everyone else. All of a sudden, just completely out of the blue in the spiritual world, Prabhupada has a microphone, and he starts singing this prayer when the audience is supposed to respond. And I'd never even heard the words before. Narad Muni, same melody that Kar sings. And I look up at him while I'm pumping away on the harmonium and trying to figure out what he wants to do. And then he nods his head at me, go on chanting Hare Krishna. So I chant Hare Krishna, and then the audience chants Hare Krishna, and then Prabhupada sings a verse of this prayer. And then the audience chants Hare Krishna. And then I lead a verse, and the audience, and Prabhupada. And it became, the atmosphere was so surcharged that I don't think there was anyone that didn't have hair standing on their arms. Srila Prabhupada's eyes were closed, and he was moving his head back and forth in this deep, deep stage of meditation. And I never, ever experienced a kirtan like that with Srila Prabhupada, where I was leading and they were responding and Prabhupada was chanting something completely different. And toward the middle of that kirtan, all the devotees leapt off their feet on the stage and they were going around Srila Prabhupada in a circle. And everyone in the audience was going around the whole theater, around all the seats. And everybody was completely off their feet. There was a little baby smaller than little Lala here. That was baby Saraswati. And she had her arms in the air, and she was jumping up and down. As the devotees were jumping up and down, this baby was jumping up. And it was one of the most, all the devotees were totally moved. So the next morning, when I went on a walk with Srila Prabhupada, we went on this very long walk through these amazing gardens that were John Lennon's estate. And right toward the end of it, I said, Srila Prabhupada, what were you singing last night? And he said, this was a prayer written by Bhaktivinoda Thakura, glorifying Narada Muni. And he said, did you see Narada Muni came to our kirtan. Mm-hmm. I said, no, he didn't see him. She and he kind of felt him. I said, yes, he personally came to that kirtan.
Wow.
So I wanted you to share through our beloved Srila Prabhupada right straight to the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakura and straight to the lotus feet of Narada Muni, this beautiful Bhaktivinoda Thakura ki
jai.
Prabhupada
ki
jai. I don't know if you want to start Sikshastika tonight, or do you want to just have one because there's a shot in the room, just do one thing. It's up to you.
Shake your ass from the
You'd like to? Okay. Yes?
That was just a suggestion. You want to make it something else?
It's up to you. I was just suggesting that. I would like to start with that song. So we already chanted the Radhastika prayers for Srimati Radharani. So we are on the Sri Sikshastika prayers. It's a very, very wonderful set of eight prayers based on eight verses of Sikshastika. 140. Jumana?
Yes?
I think it's your turn.
It's my verse. I think that the devotees, yeah, the devotees in the center haven't read yet.
They got it?
Lord Gauranga, whose complexion is golden, and who is the deliverer of the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, sings as follows, overwhelmed with spiritual ecstasy.
All glorious is chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It thoroughly cleanses the mirror of the heart. This chanting delights the soul.
All glorious is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It extinguishes the horrible forest fire of material existence. This chanting removes all material tribulations.
All glory to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It appears like the moon in the heart and distributes its cooling moonlight, thus causing the white lotus of good fortune to bloom. This chanting is a pastime of devotion.
All glory to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It is compared to a young bride, chaste and devoted to transcendental knowledge itself. This chanting is the highest perfection of life.
All glory to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It is glorious as it causes the ocean of ecstatic bliss to swell and overflow. This chanting is an inundation of love of God.
All glories to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It gives one a taste of fully satisfying nectar at every step. This chanting is the bestower of ecstatic love of God.
All glories to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It bathes the soul of Bhakti Vinoda. This chanting is a storehouse of love of God.